You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast. Number 43. Today's podcast is devoted to cooking with plants, one-pot recipes, building a vegan burger, and meals in a bowl. We have a lot to cover. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I advocate a plant-based diet for your health, for the environment, and for animal welfare. I am passionate about keeping you healthy, and with great health comes great clarity and happiness. So you are in the right place if you want to improve your life, and I am here to help. I also believe letting food be your medicine is the wisest step you can take to guarantee excellent health for your lifetime. A healthy plant-based diet can prevent and even reverse chronic diseases like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, and obesity. It can also help your mental clarity and give you a sense of well-being and empowerment. If you're just getting started on a vegan diet, I recommend listening to podcast number 1, Getting Started on a Vegan Diet, and podcast number 10, How to Get Optimal Nutrition on a Plant-Based Diet. And please, don't think you have to be the perfect vegan. We all slip up, and often when we slip up, we think, I can't do this. But yes, you can. Becoming plant-based is a mindset, and it is a lifestyle, and even adding more plant-based meals to your diet every week has major health benefits. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association revealed that swapping one or two servings of animal protein for plant-based protein could lead to a reduction in three main cholesterol markers for cardiovascular disease. Another study published in Neurology Today suggests that eating only one cup of leafy greens a day could slow the rate of memory decline in older adults. So adding healthy, whole, plant-based foods to your diet can jumpstart your health and your plant-based journey. Before we talk about recipes to make your journey to a plant-based diet easy, I want to mention the big news of the month. On August 10, 2018, a jury ordered Monsanto, who is the founder of the Weed Killer Roundup, to pay $289 million to a terminally ill man named Dwayne Johnson. The verdict came from San Francisco's Superior Court of California, where a jury deliberated for 3 days. The jury members found that Monsanto failed to warn Johnson and other consumers of cancer risks posed by Roundup. The most compelling evidence was that for the past 20 years, Monsanto has known about the cancer-causing properties of this chemical and tried to stop the public from knowing it. Dwayne Johnson worked as a groundskeeper for the school district in California, and he sprayed Roundup herbicides on school properties. Johnson was healthy when he started the job, but in August 2014, he received a diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. His case was expedited because of his declining health, and there are another additional 4,000 lawsuits against Monsanto in courts around this country. Sadly, despite the jury's verdict, Monsanto will not put warning labels on Roundup or Ranger Pro weed-killing products anytime soon, despite the heavy weight of evidence that shows that this herbicide is unsafe and could cause cancer. Monsanto proves once again that they care more about profit over people. And please remember that GMO crops are drenched in Roundup, and the only way to avoid Roundup is to eat non-GMO organic food. Now, let's get into today's podcast. Podcast 36, Vegan Cooking and Essential Ingredients for the Vegan Pantry, and Podcast 40, Stocking the Vegan Refrigerator, are two of my most popular podcasts. So today I thought I would devote this podcast to cooking with plants. I want to present to you some simple plant-based cooking ideas to make your transition towards eating healthier easier. The first method of cooking with plants I want to discuss are one-pot meals. One-pot meals provide comfort, warmth, and nutrition on busy days. They are also a good way to save time and energy. Not only can you use an assortment of fresh and frozen ingredients to make these quick meals, you can finish them with fresh herbs, spices, or condiments to achieve your favorite flavor profiles. So, let's get started. First, what are one-pot meals? One-pot meals offer the pleasure of home cooking assembled with little fuss and minimal cleanup, and nearly always contains a starch, a protein, and a vegetable, all rolled up into one delicious dish. These quick and easy one-dish meals are simple enough for weeknight dinners and special enough for guests. And don't be afraid to experiment. It is almost impossible to make a mistake. A one-pot meal starts with a starch base, like a grain, a bean, or a whole grain pasta in a pot and cooked according to instructions. For example, adding water if needed to cook the grain or pasta. If they are dry beans, make sure you add water to cover by an inch and expect to cook those for a long time. So I always recommend using cooked beans. When the starch is almost cooked, add your choice of vegetables, either frozen or chopped fresh. Cover the pot and use the remaining cooking time to finish cooking the starch and to steam the vegetables. This should only take a few more minutes. Remove the pot from the heat and then add a handful of dark greens. Once all the vegetables have steamed, add condiments like tamari, which is similar to soy sauce but with less salt and it is also gluten-free. Or use chopped fresh herbs like basil or mint or dried herbs like cumin for a Mediterranean flair or chili powder for a more American flavor. You can also use this formula for a one-pot stew. The only difference is that you add some base flavor ingredients like onions and garlic sautéed in some vegetable broth, and then start layering your flavors. Add some chopped vegetables that are either fresh or frozen and allow them to soften. Then add a liquid like a diced tomatoes or vegetable stock. Then add some cooked beans or cooked grains. Allow them to simmer a little bit and then season with your choice of spices or herbs. That is it. That is all you need to prepare a healthy, no-fuss meal. Now, let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and prepare one of my favorite one-pot meals. It is called Easy One-Pot Vegan Chickpea, Cauliflower, and Sweet Potato Stew. This only takes about 25 minutes to prepare, and you can feed a small family. In a large soup pot, heat 1/2 cup of vegetable broth. Add 1 small onion chopped and sauté it until it's soft and translucent. Next, add 3 cups of vegetable broth. Next, add 2 sweet potatoes that have been peeled and cut into bite-sized pieces. Next up, 1 head of cauliflower, separated into florets. Then, 2 15-ounce cans of cooked garbanzo beans, also called chickpeas. 2 15-ounce cans of diced tomatoes. 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 1/4 teaspoon of salt and ground black pepper. You bring this mixture to a boil and then reduce the heat to a simmer. Partially cover and cook until the sweet potatoes are tender. This takes only about 25 minutes and add more vegetable broth if needed. You can also throw in a leafy green the last couple of minutes. This preparation can feed approximately 6 people. Next, I want to talk about building a vegan burger. It is so much easier than you think. To create a vegan burger, all you need to do is choose 1 ingredient from each category. The first ingredient is a grain. It can be anything, cooked quinoa, cooked brown rice, or my favorite, cooked farro. This is where batch cooking comes in. If you make 1 large pot of your favorite grain on Sunday, you can use it throughout the week in different recipes. The next ingredient is a bean, like cooked black beans or white beans. Next up, diced, roasted, or lightly steamed non-starchy vegetables like mushrooms or bell peppers. The next thing you need is a binder. My favorite binder is the liquid from cooked chickpeas called aquafaba liquid. Or you could use ground flaxseed eggs, which are 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed whisked together with 5 1/2 tablespoons of water and then placed in the refrigerator for 10 minutes to thicken. Both of these are wonderful egg replaces. You could also bind your vegan burger with starchy vegetables like mashed beans or sweet potatoes, or a small amount of chickpea flour. The last thing you add are your favorite fresh herbs or spices like parsley, basil, mint, or cilantro, or dried spices like chili pepper or garlic powder, or even nutritional yeast. Then season this mixture with salt and ground black pepper. Then you preheat your oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Form your patties and place them on a baking sheet that has been lined in parchment paper and bake them for 10 minutes or until the edges are a little crisp. Flip them over and bake them for another 10 minutes or until the center of the patty feels firm. I like lots of toppings like sprouts, avocado, sometimes roasted red peppers when grainy mustard. You can freeze any leftovers and simply reheat them. Now, let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and make a simple, delicious, nutritious vegan black bean burger. All you have to do is place 1 14-ounce can of rinsed, drained, cooked black beans in a food processor. Add 3 tablespoons of vegan mayonnaise, 1/3 cup of dry breadcrumbs, 1 1/2 teaspoons of ground cumin, and 1 teaspoon of dried oregano. I also like to add a very small pinch of cayenne pepper, if you like heat. You pulse that together until a coarse puree forms, and you transfer that mixture to a bowl. Add another 14-ounce can of cooked, rinsed, drained black beans to the bowl and stir in 1/4 cup of cilantro. If you don't like cilantro, you can substitute chopped parsley. Form the mixture into 4 patties and bake in a 400-degree oven for 20 minutes, turning once or until the center feels firm. Or heat a nonstick pan and cook the burgers until the outsides are crisp and lightly browned, about 8 minutes total, turning once. The last easy cooking with plants idea is a simple meal in a bowl. All you do is place a cooked grain as your base, some cooked beans, a cooked vegetable. My favorite vegetable is a roasted sweet potato with some chickpeas. I put that in the oven, let that bake and dust it with a little chili powder, and place that in my bowl. And then I add a leafy green. You could also add some sliced avocado or top it with some hemp seeds and a squeeze of citrus or a splash of vinegar. It's that easy. And that is called a simple plant-based power plate. When you are done eating a healthy plant-based meal like this, you want to run up a mountain, not take a nap. Also, bowls are not just for dinner or lunch. I love making healthy vegan breakfast bowls. I start with a mango pudding by processing together a small mango, a banana, a tablespoon of ground flax, and a little water. That is the base. Then I top it with berries, granola, shredded unsweetened coconut, and maybe some hemp seeds. Anything can go on top of this breakfast mango pudding. Another breakfast bowl idea is warm quinoa with a little plant milk and cinnamon drizzled with maple syrup and topped with whatever toppings you want, bananas, blueberries, coconut flakes, or hemp seeds. This is such a nice change from your morning oatmeal. One of the most common misconceptions about eating healthfully is that it is expensive. But in fact, you will be saving money by choosing to eat real, unprocessed food, real foods that are focused on grains, legumes, fruits, vegetables, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado. The point I'm trying to make today is that eating a healthy plant-based diet doesn't have to be complicated. We just need to change our mindset about food. Food is nourishment. The more you practice clean, healthy eating, the more ingrained it becomes, and your body responds, and your body appreciates what you are doing by giving you more energy and not breaking down. You are a beautiful machine, and you are the only person who can take care of that machine. And I will leave this subject with a quote from Dr. Caldwell B. Esselstyn. He said, "Some people think the plant-based whole foods diet is extreme. 500,000 a year will have their chest open up and a vein taken from their leg and sewn onto their coronary artery. Some people would call that extreme." Love Dr. Esselstyn, and you can hear more from Dr. Esselstyn on my podcast number 21, Eradicating Heart Disease with Dr. Esselstyn. Before I leave today, I want to read you a couple of emails I've received. The first one is from Ordinary Vegan community member Brenda. She said, "I have rheumatoid arthritis and have tried so many medications. After 30 days on your CBD oil from hemp, I am feeling better than I have in years. Thank you, CBD, and thank you, Ordinary Vegan." The other email is from Nicole. "I just ordered CBD oil from your site last night, and I'm so excited to start feeling better. On a more personal note, I've loved your page and blogs for quite a long time now, and when I saw that you started selling this product, CBD oil from hemp, I knew right away that I trusted the quality and I would try it. Thank you for everything." Thanks for those kind words, Nicole. And Brenda, I am so happy that CBD oil from hemp is helping you. In 2018, after 2 years of research, I launched my first product, Ordinary Vegan Plant-Based CBD Oil from Hemp. My fact-finding, research, and testimonials from our vegan community proved to me that this natural food supplement could help many people with anxiety, depression, migraines, arthritis, neuropathy, and pain. And that excited me because all I want to do is help all of you feel your best. I hope it can help you. You can learn more on my website, ordinaryvegan.net. Thanks everyone for being here. Head over to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan to join our health and wellness community over 315,000 strong. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please write a review and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. You can find all the links to today's recipes in my show notes for podcast number 43 on my website, ordinaryvegan.net. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.